David Patterson in for John Gambling on WOR 710 AM in New York. And we are honored to be joined by the chair of the House Ways and Means Committee, Republican David Kemp from Michigan. Mr. Chairman, thanks for joining us.
Well, good morning, Governor. Good to be with you.
Well, it's great to be with you. And apparently there's a great deal of debate going on in Washington right now about the corporate and personal income taxes, which the administration would like to address separately. There's a hearing coming up on Thursday, but my understanding is that a bipartisan group of Congress persons, senators and House of Representatives members, would like to address these two issues correlatively, and you are one of them. Is that correct?
I am. I mean, obviously, we need to focus on creating jobs, getting our economy moving again, and one area that we're not competitive is in the employment or business tax area. We are in a global economy, and other countries have made dramatic changes in their tax policy. We haven't. We're still stuck in the 60s. We need to take a serious look at it. There is certainly a lot of positive talk from the administration, from some of my colleagues in the Senate and the Democrat Party, as well as Republicans who are interested in addressing this issue. My first hearing in the committee was on tax reform. We're going to have a meeting this week on business tax reform, just to really start to begin the conversations to see if there's something we can do to make us more competitive.
One of the problems we had in New York, Mr. Chairman, when I was governor, and I'm sure we're still having it, is that many of the small businesses were so encumbered that they really didn't have the resources left to create any jobs. I would assume that this problem that drove a lot of residents out of the state of New York looking for other opportunities has now seen other states catch up, and that we're having the same problem on a national stage.
Well, we are. Complexity in the code is a problem. Americans spend more than 6 billion hours trying to comply with it. We do have a unique situation that many businesses are organized as pass-through entities where they actually file as individuals, but they're really small businesses. So we do have that aspect of our tax law that we need to be very careful of. But part of it will be trying to come up with a more simple, fair, but really a code that gives us really the strongest opportunity at growth, private sector growth that we can have.
Now, last week, the House passed a resolution that would call for a 14% cut, which would be something like $61.5 billion, which the Obama administration is objecting to, and the Democrats and Republicans being so far apart, there was certainly an expected delay of 2 weeks that there would be cuts implemented to a certain point, and then the houses would come back in 2 weeks and try to finish the job. But now we understand that the Democrats in the Senate are talking about a 4-week delay, which I doubt the House will accept. How's this going to get worked out so that we do have a budget that runs through September 30th?
Yeah, we're talking about the current fiscal year, which 5 months have already gone by. So we're trying to work toward a solution that will keep the government running and functioning. I think one of the things that we can't do is just lock in spending at the elevated levels they're at. We do need to reduce spending. I think the American people want that. I think they feel that government has grown too large. We're really going to vote this week on, hopefully today, on a 2-week, $4 billion reduction, largely addressing many of the areas that President Obama did not fund in his budget, that will get us some time to hopefully allow us to negotiate a longer-term solution. We're facing this deadline on Friday government not having the funds it needs to operate. That's where we're working on trying to get this 2-week extension. And then if we can get that done, that'll give us some opportunity to negotiate a longer-term answer there. But I think it's important that we do have significant reductions. And the reason that is we need to create jobs and we need to reduce spending. And if the government sector, debt is now 100% of our economy. So having served on the debt commission, when debt gets to that level, it actually hurts economic growth in the private sector and hurts the ability of the economy to create jobs. So we do have a lot of responsibility, and I think this is something that we're all working toward a solution.
Well, it sure hurt 48 of the 50 states that wound up in deficit, Congressman. And we're talking with Congressman Dave Kemp of Michigan, who's the chair of the House Ways and Means Committee. And I know you've got to go in a second. So I just wanted to ask you about this. You know, I was reading, I wonder if you're aware of this, that there was a government shutdown in all 4 years of the Carter administration and in 4 of the 8 years of the Reagan administration. But what probably made the government shutdown in December of 1995 so dramatic is because there was such wider and more voluminous television and blog coverage of it. And so I'm wondering if a government shutdown is really as serious as it's made out to be, as people fear that it could happen.
Well, I don't think it's a good path to go down.
I don't either.
I think it's something we obviously need to work to try to avoid, but we can't really compromise on serious principle. But that's why I think if we can get a couple of weeks to try to negotiate some reductions, I think the $4 billion in reductions, when you carry them out through the year, are on line with the kinds of reductions that we need to see. And I think it's going to be important that we continue to pursue that. So we do need to resolve this year because we really need to address next year's budget and the future, and those are going to be also significant changes. I think the American people understand we're broke, we are in debt, we do need to address these issues, and we need to have time to explain for next year's budget the kinds of difficult decisions that need to be made. But they're being made so that we can ultimately get to a place where our economy is growing again, we're not a debtor nation, and we can continue to create the jobs that America has done so much in the past.
Mr. Chairman, you've been very generous with your time, and we'd love to have you back on the John Gambling Show again. And so we're going to let you go now to a meeting I know you have very shortly, but thank you for taking the time out and joining us this morning.
Oh, thanks a lot, Governor. Best to John as well.